This is Genevieve Atwood, and I'm recording this CD for teachers who may be taking their students to the Kennecott Copper's Bingham Copper Mine. And the recording begins at the gate, and this is designed to be a refresher course, assuming that you've come to the pit with me or with the National Energy Foundation and had a chance to see it. And this CD is just to remind you what you saw. It's about 4 miles up the canyon, and the exercise I would like you to focus on is sediments versus bedrock. Remember that Earth's crust is your friend. It separates you from the hostile environment that is hot of the mantle of Earth. And it is rigid. So bedrock is the portion of the crust that is crust all the way down. Look at the water tank to your right, that greenish contraption, engineered structure that is east of the road and north as you come up. Do you see the bedrock? Do you see the bedrock at the base of the water tower? That is one exposure of bedrock. You say, well, that's just nothing. I mean, if we're going to do bedrock versus sediment, if we're going to look at crust, look across the valley and get a real look at crust. Yes, I know that. And I'm impressed that you can see the bedrock crust of the earth across it. Little Cottonwood Canyon. I'm glad you can see it at Mount Olympus. I'm glad you can see it by the University of Utah. But today's exercise is a little bit more subtle. It assumes that you have taught your students the difference between sediment and bedrock, and that you find this kind of a nifty game. If you recall, sediments have been eroded from bedrock, and they have been transported by one of 5 agents. Wind, water, ice in the form of glaciers, just by gravity, or by humans. Take a look at the sediments to your left and straight in front of you. Have you ever seen such a pile of human-deposited sediments? This is a really classic case of how human beings have been able to alter the surface of Earth as we see it, and this is one of the features that you can actually see from satellites, they say from outer space, this and the Great Wall of China. So as you're going along here, I want you to look at materials to remind yourself that bedrock is that which is firm and coherent, part of the crust. The sediments are the skiff of material on top. Notice how those that are part of the waste rock, these are not called tailings, so these are called waste rock, how they are at their angle of repose, meaning that they have been deposited, dumped by dump trucks, rolled down the hill slope, and formed this very steep angle. That's as steep as it can get. It's called angle of repose. You'll see that between us and the waste rock piles, that there is this rehabilitated zone that probably protects us from rock fall. As we're coming along here, this is a good time to do some geography. To the north, you have Great Salt Lake. To the east, you have the Wasatch Mountains. Do you notice that this copper mine is directly west of Alta and Little Cottonwood Canyon? And those of you who know your Utah history know that Utah has several mining districts, and Bingham is a major one. Right on line east of it is Alta and Brighton. Further east is Park City, and you say to yourself, that isn't coincidence. That is geology, that in the past there is a reason why these ore zones line up. But But that is not really the subject of today's discussion, which is to focus on rocks and minerals, although of course the mineralization zone is important. I want you to look and think about the story of the sediments. These materials came from bedrock. They came from the Bingham open pit copper mine. If you look at them, you'll see that they are angular. You'll see some of them have a kind of varnish on top of them. Note that it's red. A little bit of rust goes a long way in geology. And also notice as we're coming up this hillside that you are now seeing into the topography of the Ochre Range, make my day, look for bedrock. So I look across the hillside, most of it is vegetated. I look to the north and I see some of the bedrock associated with the Barney's Canyon mine. That's to the north of here. I look out the window and I see that the bus is about to go through this hill slope, which is cut in half. Oh yes, it is bedrock. Make my day. Let's hope that the bus slows down. Do you spot layering? Oh, bright eyes. You do. I'm so pleased. Notice how steeply bedding it is. Notice it was particularly evident on the right-hand side. They were tilted north, meaning the lower portion was north, the higher portion was south. If you didn't get it, there's still another chance. This is a little bit more subtle. You look to the north, you see the mountain to the north with the vegetation on it. You see a little bit to the west, another portion that is gradually being buried by tailings. Let's see what bedrock you can see in that one. In other words, there's the big mountain, there's the one being buried, and then there's just a little patch of green. In that middle one, the one that's being buried, I am looking towards the base of it. Remember, this is a game. This is a game to be played with your students. This is the game of bedrock versus sediments. And can you spot the layering? I think I can. Look towards the bottom right of this vegetated, about to be buried, older topography of the ochres. I see bedrock. Remember, bedrock is actually Earth's crust. You're looking at your Earth's crust right here. And notice how you can see those layers. Now, they're not exactly the same dip or slope as the ones we saw on the hillside we drove through. You say to yourself, boy, these rocks have seen some action. But as I drive along here, I actually see quite a few layers. And at different times of day, you will see them. That is bedrock to be differentiated with the sediments that are being dumped by human beings on either side. We're just about to turn off and go up to the visitor center. And the story will remain the same. I think your students of any age can actually distinguish between bedrock and sediments. This is not an easy place, but I'm confident you will be able to do it, and I have confidence in them. So we're now heading up the gradient towards the visitor center. I look off to my right. I see communication poles, probably telephone poles, it might be power poles, going from one bedrock outcrop to the next. And I see layering in the lower one. Let me see if my bright eyes can pick up layering in the upper one. I don't, but you may at a different kind of day, time of day. Please look and notice how much sediment has been deposited here. And the game, when we get into the parking area, will be to try to spot the old topography, what has been mined out that was bedrock, from that which is mined out, which is sediments. And I am going to stop this track now so that you can park safely. And we will just be parked looking across the pit in one of these parking places to your right. End of track 1.